This is the Reverend Silas T. Sasquatch of the Ministry of the Internet, and I thank you for taking the time to listen to this message. I was thinking today about the Bible, and people have said to me that I have been very disrespectful of this book, the good book, if you will. And that may very well be true, but I don't think it is anywhere near as disrespectful as those who treat it as kind of a spiritual supermarket where no one has to eat the broccoli. There's a reason that people do that, because there's some really dumb stuff in there. For example, in Leviticus, it says, "Thou shalt not curse the deaf." Why don't you think about that a little bit? It doesn't matter at all if you curse the deaf, they cannot hear you. It also says in there that you should not put a stumbling block before the blind. Well, what kind of mean son of a bitch is going to do that anyway? This stuff is really stupid. Now, as far as it being a spiritual supermarket, we also have in Leviticus that says, "Thou shalt not go up and down as a talebearer." So any of you people out there been gossiping and whatnot, you're going to hell. Says so right there in Leviticus. But that's okay. You can ignore that one, because it really does. God didn't really mean it. No, not at all. And so one that I really like quite a lot comes from Leviticus again. I really like Leviticus. There's some really great stuff in there. It says, ye shall not round the corners of your heads. Now, what the hell is, did you ever see a square-headed person? I didn't. So I guess we're all going to hell on that one. It says, you shall not mar the corners of your beard. Well, I guess everybody who shaves is going to hell too. We're screwed. Well, or not. It's a spiritual supermarket. You don't have to pay attention to that one. But one is particularly charming. On the other hand, it comes from Leviticus as well. And it says, and if a stranger sojourn, that means come and visit, you know. If they come and visits with you in your land, ye shall not vex him. Now, the part that got left out of there is, you shall not vex him unless he's a Mexican, and then you can hunt him down with dogs. Yep, that's how it works. You can ignore stuff that you like or not like, and that's how the Bible works, you see. So you go ahead and picking and choosing and doing whatever you want to do. It's all right. God doesn't mind. This is the Reverend Silas T. Sasquatch of the Ministry of the Internet, and I thank you for taking the time to listen to this message.